From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Localized flooding and nasty weather. You can expect a full day of it, according to Chief Meteorologist at the National Weather Service, Kerry Powery.
It's an interaction between a tropical wave, essentially over us, and an upper-level system that sort of acting as a vent, so is allowing the system to blow up as it moves across the Western Caribbean. We expect that to continue through this evening as the tropical wave moves to the west of our area, and the upper levels still will remain favorable for continued showers and some thunder, with a slight decrease perhaps from this evening onwards.
Make sure to keep it locked for the full weather report right after the news. A simultaneous number of operations across the islands as the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Day of Action takes place. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Some 74 officers took part in the RCIPS Day of Action last Thursday, carrying out duties like traffic stops, serving warrants and executing search warrants, conducting mobile and foot patrols, as well as liquor license premises checks. Police say during the operation, 55 tickets were issued on traffic operations on a variety of offenses, including things like speeding, illegal tint, and driving while using a mobile phone. They also executed 16 warrants and arrested two people on suspicion of possession and consumption of ganja. Several liquor license premises were also checked during the day and night to make sure they're in compliance with the liquor license law. During the operation, several detectives and other officers who would normally be wearing plain clothes wore uniforms to help increase the visibility of police officers. Officers from a number of specialist units were also reassigned to carry out frontline policing duties during the operation, and there were additional foot patrols in some areas that may have problems or are vulnerable to crime. Police say these types of operations are usually carried out annually to test response and operational capabilities on a large scale. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Seniors are being invited to explore Cayman's local art.
This Friday, August 23rd, we'll be hosting a special tea and tour event for seniors here at the National Gallery.
Jessica E. Bikes tells Radio Cayman the special event will begin at 10 a.m. with a tour of the new exhibition, Tropical Visions, Landscape Painting from the National Collection, with a chance to share stories and memories inspired by the artwork. This will be followed by tea service with refreshments and pastries in the gallery gardens. You can RSVP by calling 945-8111. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News. The Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has said he will offer his resignation to the president. He's accused Matteo Salvini, the leader of the junior partner in his coalition, the far-right League Party, of jeopardising the country's economy for electoral gain. A Spanish charity that runs a rescue ship in the Mediterranean says 9 migrants who tried to swim from their vessel to the Italian island of Lampedusa have been pulled from the sea. Proactiva Open Arms said they were now on board a Coast Guard vessel. The fate of a 10th man is unclear. Syrian rebels have told the BBC they have withdrawn from the strategic town of Khan Shaykhun after days of intense fighting with pro-government forces. If confirmed, this would represent the biggest gain so far for President Assad in his offensive in northwestern Syria. Moscow has brushed aside international concerns that several Russian nuclear monitoring sites have gone offline after an accident. It's told the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Organization it was not obliged to hand over radiation data. The European Union has rejected British demands to reopen the withdrawal agreement negotiated between the two. The new government in London wants changes to the deal, but both the Council and the Commission said it hadn't proposed any realistic alternatives. Pakistan says it intends to take the dispute over Kashmir to the International Court of Justice. The announcement from the Pakistani Foreign Minister comes 2 weeks after India removed the special status of Kashmir. BBC News.